and then drew on her cloak and hood.
"Here, come and fasten this buckle," cried Herr Breckenmacher. He stood in the kitchen, puffing himself out, the buttons on his blue uniform shining with an enthusiasm which nothing but official buttons could possibly possess. "How do I look?"
"Wonderful," replied the little Frau, straining at the waist buckle and giving him a little pull here, a little tug there. "Rosa, come and look at your father." Herr Breckenmacher strode up and down the kitchen, was helped on with his coat, and waited while the Frau lighted the lantern.
"Now then, finished at last. Come along."
"The lamp, Rosa," warned the Frau, slamming the front door behind them. Snow had not fallen all day. The frozen ground was slippery as an ice pond. She had not been out of the house for weeks past, and the day had so flurried her that she felt muddled and stupid, felt that Rosa had pushed her out of the house and her man was running away from her. "Wait, wait," she cried.
"No, I'll get my feet damp. You hurry."
It was easier when they came into the village. There were fences to cling to, and leading from the railway station to the Gasthaus, a little path of cinders had been strewn for the benefit of the wedding guests. The Gasthaus was very festive. Lights shone out from every window, wreaths of fir twigs hung from the ledges, branches decorated the front doors which swung open.